We're going to find out some more about one of our local Olympic torchbearers now. He is Luke Berry. He's 14 years old. He's from Brockenhurst. And around about now, he should be carrying the flame through Branksome. Now, Luke was nominated by his geography teacher, not because of his epilepsy, but because of how he's tackled it and how he's got to grips with his education, having had so much time off school. Here's Luke's story.
Follow the journey of the Olympic flame across the south.
My name's Luke Berry. I'm 14 years old. I go to school at Priestlands. I'm from Brockenhurst and I'm running in Branksome near Poole. When I was first diagnosed with epilepsy, I always sort of noticed that there was a stigma towards it. And I used to get sort of asked loads of questions like, oh, do you fall on the floor and will you be off school for weeks and months and is it contagious? And some of the questions I got really shocked me. And I thought people need to know about this. People need to know the truth. So that's when I started contacting the media and generally just making the people around me as well, just being open about it and making people aware what it really is. And I think because I was trying to raise all this awareness, this is why my geography teacher decided that I'd be the perfect candidate to hold the Olympic torch. My seizures are typically nighttime and waking seizures, so I will have them every day without fail. And when I wake up, that's what I'll start the day with. But I expect that, and sometimes they're worse than others. And occasionally we have to give this emergency medication, which will then calm it down. I might even go to sleep for a few hours afterwards. Usually, once I've had the seizures, I'll feel pretty exhausted, a bit like I've just spent the whole night out, even if I've just woken up in the morning, just not knowing what's happened. I'd hope that I don't have a seizure on the day I carry the torch, but we'll see. I just because I've had a seizure in the morning doesn't mean that I can't do anything for the rest of the day. It just means I can't overdo it. It shouldn't be a problem. It'll be a great experience. I'll be really proud while running with a torch, because there's not many people get to do that. The Olympics possibly isn't going to be in our country again while I'm alive, so it's massive.
Bringing the Olympics home, BBC Radio Solent.
That's Luke Perry there, who has carried the Olympic torch through... Sorry, Luke Perry, who's carried the Olympic torch through Branksome.